ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa salam lillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'laha wa baniha bisirr al-mustawdi'a fiha ba'dad ma ahata bihi ilmuk. Respected brothers and sisters, salamun alaykum. May Allah accept all of your services and all of your mournings for Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullahi alayha. Please do remember us in your majalis, in your programs, in any corner of the world that you're holding any programs for remembrance and revival of the memory of the Lady of Light and her martyrdom. Inshallah, please do keep me and the team here in your du'as. We are here together with the final phrase, final portion of the 19th dua of the great book Sahifa As-Sajjadiya, the dua which was titled as the dua wa kana min du'ahi alayhi salam inda al-istisqa'i ba'da al-jad, his supplication and asking for water during a drought. And it touched upon so many points, the blessings that nature has for us. These blessings can turn into punishments and trials by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most significantly, the rain itself that is a sign of vast manifestation, the manifestation of the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can become a source of trial and punishment for the people, so on and so forth. But on the very, very final part of this dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam concludes his dua by reciting a salawat. Ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, he says, oh Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali wa ala Ali wa Ali Muhammad, send blessings upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, warzuqna min barakati samawati wal ardh, and grant us sustenance from the blessings of the heavens and the earth. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, indeed you have power over all things. The role of heavenly forces on earth is very important. Humans harvest and extract agricultural products and mineral resources from the earth. They may be subject to the illusion that the earth alone is the source of all the blessings and bounties. Therefore, the Almighty Allah, by pointing to the role of the heaven, the sky, the celestial realm, in providing sustenance, addresses something very important. And that is he addresses and dispels this illusion in several verses of the Holy Quran. The very first one, a key to many of our issues. Let's take a break. Inshallah, I will mention the list of these verses after the break.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
I respected brothers and sisters, a key to many of our issues is taqwa, being God-fearing, right? Many of the scholars say that if you're in serious troubles in the life of this world, and if you feel that you're in dead ends, right, everything, every job, every aim and goal that you have, everything that you try and aim for, you cannot reach it. You face obstacles and barriers. They say, practice taqwa. Try to stand with being God-fearing, being in that moment or mood of being in that, having that akhlaq and etiquette of God-fearing, that lifestyle of being God-fearing. Some verses as listed. لو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. If the people of the cities had believed and practiced righteousness, we would have opened up to them or for them the blessings from the heaven, from the skies, and then the earth, right? وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. And in the heaven is your provision and whatever you are promised. The third one, هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض? Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heaven and the earth? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the skies prior to the earth itself. ويا قوم استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. My people, ask forgiveness for you of your Lord and then repent to him. He will send, again, rain from the sky or blessings from the sky upon you in abundance and continuously. And last but not least, قال عيسى ابن مريم اللهم ربنا انزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا. Jesus, the son of Saint Lady Maryam سلام الله عليها, said, Allah, our Lord, send down upon us or to us a table spread with food from the heaven to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us. Let's take another break. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, in the very similar way, at times punishments also descend from the heaven or from the skies, as the Holy Quran states, وَيُرْسَلُ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and he sends upon it a thunderbolt from the heaven. Or another verse, أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاسِبًا. Or do you feel secure that he who is in the heaven would not send against you a storm of stones? The third one, إِنَّا مُنْزِلُونَ عَلَى أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْغَرِيَةِ رَجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Indeed, we will send down upon the people of the city a punishment from the heaven. And last one, لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is hidden from the sight of Allah, from Him, the Almighty, on earth, nor in the heavens, right? The concept of heaven in the Holy Quran perspective is very important, and the direct relationship between human actions and their destiny is also something that we need to completely address and understand, that the sky, that the heavens, the celestial realm is a source of blessing for the dwellers of the earth. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it to become a source of punishment. May Allah always showers us with His mercy. Always include us amongst those who will receive His mercy and forgiveness in this dunya and the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد